Why we're here for the variance. This is a new code requirement, and the request is for a 7-foot variance from the side yard setback of 15 feet to put another ingress egress on that building. As you can tell on the other side, we kind of looked at doing it, but there's a 17-foot access way around the existing warehouse. Fire code requires you to have 16 feet, so if we encroach into that, it won't meet fire code requirements. So, yes. So it's one of those things where they're trying to improve the site, and the existing site trying to utilize the existing warehouse, and from what the old building was, which is not code compliant, ADA, structural, wind loads, etc. They're trying to build a new building, and there's kind of some restraints on this particular project. So the existing building itself right now still exists. I mean, if you're out there today, tomorrow, or whatnot, it's still there. They want to remove it and build a three-story building, and even we looked at putting in another ingress egress inside the proposed building, and it's 400 square feet. So this footprint is only 1,400 square feet. If we put another stairwell inside the building, I mean, it cuts it down to 1,000 square feet. I mean, it's not even worth building. Mr. Thompson has Edward Jones, so he would be moving his office out there.
Correct.
And then there would be two stories on top of that, just because it's such a small building. I mean, 1,400 square feet. So tonight, the request is for those two reasons. One is we are reducing the amount it's encroaching into the front yard from the previous building, from 19 and a half feet to 13.8 feet. Correct, Jamie? If I'm not wrong. So, I mean, it was 19 and a half. We're going down to 13.8. And then on the South Street side, with the 15-yard setback, where we're requesting a 7-foot variance. And there again, this is not for the structure itself. It's just for the staircase. So the uniqueness of the property and existing conditions with the fire marshal requirements of at least 16 feet for perimeter access around the existing warehouse is pretty much restraining us from putting the staircase on the north side of the property. In order for the owner to take advantage of the allowable building height and construct a three-story with an elevator, it must be constructed along with two access points, and which is now required by the fire marshal. Two separate exterior or interior stairs would, of course, reduce the amount of square footage down to 1,000 square feet. Due to the age of the existing structure, which is not code compliant, which with respect to ADA requirements and also exiting requirements, floor and roof structure loading requirements, our client wants to, of course, build a new building to take its place. And of course, in reference to will it alter the existing characteristics of the neighborhood, I mean, it's going to be a brand new building. All other requirements will be made. I mean, DLDOT, water and sewer, we are on county sewer, stormwater management, there would be just a standard plan for stormwater management, and fire marshal requirements, we'll meet those requirements as well. We've already met with the fire marshal, and of course, there again, that's the reason why we had to keep the 17 feet. The minimum required variance request is, of course, the 7 feet, which is, there again, on the south side of the project, and it's not for the structure itself, it's just for the staircase. I did receive a call from Ms. Allison Donahue. She could not make it here this evening. She received the notice. She wanted to know what was the request for. I explained to her it's for the new building, to replace an existing building that's out there today. And she had no problems with it. And I asked her if I could bring up her name at the public hearing. She said no problem. So I did have a conversation with her. So with that said, I mean, there's, to build a new building to meet today's code, there's only so much without having something that's taken out of the interior of the building to reduce it less than 1,000 square feet. We're asking for the 7-foot variance to at least put the staircase within the setbacks. The structure itself will be within all the setbacks. It'll just be the staircase.
And this new building will be handicap accessible?
Yes, ma'am, that is correct. Right in the center, there's an elevator as well that goes all the way up to the third floor. But unfortunately, you can't use that as another means of access, just in case you lose electric or something like that. You have two stairs.
But the parcel or the building there is there now is not?
No, it's not ADA. It's not code compliant. It's not.
So you're improving the property and improving the access to the public?
Yes, ma'am. That is correct.
I got a question.
Yes, sir.
The three HVAC condensing units, actually, this might be for Mr. Whitehouse, are they going to need to have, or will they be good?
So
I see on the existing, I don't see these condensing units. And then on the side here, because they look like they bump out about as far as those steps do.
So that's a good point, actually, in that when we introduce the variance from the corner front setback, and I suspect Mr. Sharp will want to go back through the variances in just a moment and just make sure we're in agreement on the numbers.
Yep. It was a good point, Mr. Williamson. I noticed that on this newer plan, because the one that we previously provided did not have that. It's going to be a question that I asked, but it would appear that we would need variances for those HVAC units as well. I don't have the measurements there. Perhaps Mr. Whitehouse could do it to scale, but those would need variances also.
Right, and I will add that they would be within the 7 feet.
Okay.
We're showing, if you look at the 7 foot, if you look at the three condenser units and then there's a existing propane tank that pointing to, you'll see the 7 feet. The 7 foot line comes out way past the three units.
We try to come up with a number that's pretty close, if not exact, so that, you know, those things typically project 36 inches, maybe a little further from the building. Mr. Whitehouse is going to kind of scale that, I think, so that we have a number that we can use for those structures. So there would be a variance needed for those, as well as your staircase and the front yard.
Okay. But what I can tell you is that they would not project any more than the 7 feet, because it's 18 inches from the building, and the units are, even if they're 3 feet by 3 feet, I mean, it's still within the 7 feet.
Yeah. We just have to make sure for the record we're clear on that.
Okay. And actually, that's the reason why we revised this exhibit and sent to you, because the original exhibit didn't show these on there, and we wanted to make sure that they're included.
So if I can assist, so in the front corner setback, on the drawing, those HVAC condensing units and the staircase are scaling at 4. Because this drawing isn't quite, is this pointed to scale?
It should be.
I would suggest that the variance be 5 to account for any error, but it's scaling at just over 4 on this copy I've got in front of me.
Because they're huge. Those units are huge, aren't they? I don't know.
The
way they're drawn.
They're larger than what you would see with a dwelling.
Right. That's, yeah. One here?
We're in agreement.
Okay.
While we're talking about access, is there any stair in the front part of the building where you have your door there? Are there any steps that project out?
No, that'll be
just a flat end.
Yes.
I figured that
they're getting to meet ADA requirements.
That's what I was thinking, but I just want to make sure.
Yep.
Thank you.
How tall will the new building be?
Within the 42 feet. It'll be 3-story.
Okay.
So in C1, I think it's 42, and it'll meet that requirement. be less than that.
What'll be planted out front, thinking of cars coming and going? I know traffic's bad on that road. Just don't want anything high there to block visibility.
It'd be minimum shrubs.
Okay.
You know, low level.
Okay, does that conclude your presentation?
Yes, unless you all have any.
Are there any other questions from members of the board?
Do you have stairs inside at all?
Yes. So that's what I'm saying.
To the third floor, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
There's that elevator in the foyer that goes up, goes all the way up to the third floor.
Okay.
Unfortunately, you need two points of access.
Yes.
And they cannot be, you cannot count the elevators. That's how come we have to have another access.
Yes, okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So yes, stairs go all the way up to the third floor.
Yeah.
Mr. Whitehouse?
Just a comment, if I can, Chair, just on process. So if the applicant were to be successful in obtaining the requested variances, they'd have to go back to the commission, and they would have to get fire marshal approval as part of that site plan review process, and LDOT and conservation districts. There's also parking spaces here in the front yard setback, which is not unacceptable. It is generally discouraged, but the commission has the power to grant that. So that those parking spaces, I know that's not before the board, but all of that would fall to the commission to consider if the applicant was successful in obtaining the necessary variances. So,
okay. Mr. Sharp,
how far is the property line from the edge of paving of South Street and Birch Road? Do you know? Because it looks from your drawing that perhaps it doesn't match up at least with South Street, but I.
From South Street to. Mm-hmm.
Sure. So you have your, this looks like
edge of paving.
Yeah, that's edge of paving. So I didn't know how far that was, because this would be the property line. It appears there's a gap there. 8.1 feet?
No, that's from the setback line to the property line. For the,
understand.
So this is,
I got a schedule.
We don't need any.
I'd say it's 10 feet.
Okay. And do you have a similar on Birch Road, or does the edge of paving Birch Road go to the property line?
Birch Road actually goes to the property line.
And you can see.
I thought it might, but sometimes those aerials aren't accurate.
I mean, here's the edge of pave, but you know, there's not. You know, this service road, I mean, the majority of your traffic's out here as well. But you know, you do have this service road that goes to the liquor store as well as down to South Street, but that edge of pave is pretty much right on property line.
Right. And there's been no complaints about the location of the existing, because the existing building encroaches in the front yard now. Right?
Yes, by 19 and a half feet. Yeah.
And how long has that one been there, do you know?
I have no idea.
Okay.
A long time.
But
yeah, the old bar still place. So
yeah,
it's been there for a while.
I'm,
I mean, you can look at the building.
But from the edge of pave, I guess from there's been not any complaints about that one from neighbors or anybody that you're aware of?
Not that I'm aware of, yeah.
All right, I have no further questions, Madam Chair.
Okay. Is there, you can have a seat. Is there anyone here in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition of this application? Seeing none. No other questions from members of the board? I'll close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
So we're talking about three variances?
Correct.
I thought it was four.
Oh, so with the HVAC condensing units, it would be four. So,
right. So it'd be two from the front yard and two from the corner. Front.
Correct.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve case 12418 for Wade LLC. For the requested variances, pending a final written decision, based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. The exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant in this case. It will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood at all. It will improve it. And the variances are the minimum requested to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Corman?
Aye, for my reasons.
Mr. Carson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
And I, too, for the reasons. So with a vote of 5-0, your application is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next case.